the shipping, and the industry.
Coming up in another 10 minutes here on America Tonight, we roll out yet another week of Nail the Score. The computer picks the game of the week. It's your chance to win our big prize package from ATN, our present to you, America. All you have to do is pick what team you think will win and give us a score. Easy. Well, you think it's easy, but then, you know, if you're off a point or two, or you pick the wrong team, that's how it goes. But you get a chance the next week. It's more fun than the lottery because guess what? You don't even have to pay for it. And if you win, it's good stuff, man. I'm telling you, of all the places I've worked, all the places I've been, this might be the best prize package ever. Speaking of packages, there was a surprise package that could have been waiting for the people in a very big building in downtown Dallas. The FBI arrested a Jordanian who was just 19 years old in the country illegally for a Dallas bomb plot. Meanwhile, an Illinois man was also charged in a plot to bomb up federal offices, and both were set up in a sting, thank goodness. And then you have the terror suspect accused of targeting Marine Base in Quantico and wanting to damage overseas. Details are emerging from that one. In the meantime, the latest thing that I heard from Philadelphia and reading the local paper there is that some men vanished after taking some photos of the Philly subway system. So things are getting a little hairy out there, folks, no doubt about it. For all the people that think this was just about fear-mongering and it couldn't exist on our own soil, I mean, after all, in 8 years we haven't had any attacks. Why do you think we haven't had any attacks in 8 years? Think hard about it. When the CIA gets skewered the way they are right now, and the fact that the Attorney General is turning over everything he can to go after some of the folks in the CIA who were involved at Gitmo and the enhanced interrogation techniques, which they were told were legal and were drafted as such. And if you look back, and we've had people on the show to talk about it, it was, according to the letter of the law, legal at certainly at that time. It wouldn't be now, since the rules have changed in the Obama administration and their techniques of interrogation are strictly what is read or what is put down in the Army manual. And then you look at the FBI, and they've had their own problems as well. How do you expect these guys to do their job? You have to decide. Do you want to live in a safe country? Do you want to live in a country where we have loosey-goosey borders, baby? The Jordanian guy, for example, here illegally. Yeah, kicking up his heels, living in a small town, working at a gas station, babysitting people's kids, all that sort of stuff. In the meantime, he was plotting to do some kind of damage. And luckily, because he was bragging about it on the internet, on a specific site, some alert FBI agents came across it and decided they would do some surveillance on this nut. They did. They got his trust by speaking Arabic and saying that they were part of Al-Qaeda and whatnot, and they lured him in. So that was a good thing. The same thing happened in Illinois, except for the man in Illinois was in prison, came out of prison. He was in prison for a slew of things, including robbery, and decided that he wanted to turn to Islam. So he was radicalized in prison, and he wanted to do some jihadist activities. He wanted to do some violent things. And his idea was, let's blow up the courthouse in Springfield. But again, he was uncovered and set up, so that is a good thing. There are things happening all around us. Thank goodness for the people that that do protect us and come up with the materials and come up with the investigation that leads them to a would-be bomber, like in Dallas, like in Illinois, no doubt. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Man, oh, man, do you believe the stuff that is happening now?
Well, I don't know if you can point the finger at Obama, you know. I mean, there is a perception that maybe he's soft. Somehow I don't think the guy is. I think he, you know, when push comes to shove, he'd stick it to him. But, you know, he, you know, and, you know, you know, Bush was considered a hard, you know, a hard case, you know, and you know, he took out both of the regimes in Iran and Afghanistan for the most part. They're still trying to fight us back, of course, but you know, it's going to be extremely hard, you know, and I want to agree with you, Kate. We've got to go back to prior to the Bush presidency during Clinton's years, and you know, when the CIA and the FBI were told they can't talk to each other, you know, mm-hmm. and
oh, I agree with you, yeah.
The dingbat, I can't think of her name right now. All I know is she ended up on the 9/11 commission. I can't think of her name right now. And, you know, that issued that order or whatever. And you know, these people are, you know, you're sitting there wanting to go there and fry them for what they did in the past, you know, to try to keep this country safe. And I've always said, you know, that the CIA is probably one of the most, you know, probably would make the Gestapo look pretty sad, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
But they do it, you know, in the sense is, you know, most of us just don't understand how much evil is out there and how much harm people want to do to, you know. Everybody always wants to take a bite at the big dog, you know. That's right. But anyway, though, hey, listen, I wanted to share something with you, I don't know if you give you a laugh or you can cry for me or whatever, or, you know, I'll try to be quick with this. You know, I bought the beautiful house in Utah, right? I
mean, right.
Overlooks the lake and the mountains and, you know. And got a really good deal on it, et cetera. And it might have been confusing some of the listeners. Like, well, this guy's in Wyoming. What's, you know, because I drive from Wyoming to Utah and back with the trucking company. And I live in Wyoming at the time. Well, the end of July, if the main contractor of the products that we deliver, and I think you know who that is, although I better not say it on the radio, canceled our contract. And that gave me the opportunity to reverse and move back to Utah, which is why I bought the house. And I'm still going back and forth to Wyoming. Instead of living in Wyoming, I live in Utah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I got the house and got the $8,000 from the government and, you know, got for the first time buyer thing and got all the brand new furniture in. And the day after the furniture got moved in, we got a call back from the big contractor and said, we want you to take your house back. So now I'm back living in Wyoming, and you know, fortunately, the company is paying for my place to stay up there because they know I can't afford to, you know, pay for a place, you know, two places
right.
in one, two different states, you know.
Right,
but,
right, right.
But I guess I don't know if it's the sad or the funny laugh about it is I got this beautiful house that I get to spend about 2 hours an evening in, and that's about it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, hey, he's still doing Nella Score by cancer.
Yeah, you know what? If you hang on, we're going to let you double dip. We're doing Nail the Score next, Don.
Oh, yeah? So.
Yeah.
Sure.
Next, we
all
pick
right.
the game. We pick the game of the week, and we'll give you the first crack at it because people are lining up for it. And I don't know what the game of the week will be. There's some really good games out there. This time around, I don't know if it's going to be your Dallas Cowboys or somebody else. But
please don't. The Monday night, that Sunday night game. You know, I was all excited for it and everything, but you know, then they had to bring up the point that 35 years ago when they opened Giants Stadium, the Cowboys beat the Giants. And Kate, I'm the type of person that believes in karma. You know, good
right.
karma, bad karma, it comes back around. You know, you know, and when that ball bounced off a wooden sled right, and the dude just standing, it just like was like, whoa, Merry
it
Christmas.
Was. No kidding, that was karma. Nail the Score next. Hang through.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, it is time for Nail the Score. As the man said, maybe this time we'll have a winner. We're going to pull out the computer and let it fly. Let's see what the game is. I don't trust this computer. I think that Matt has jimmy-rigged it somehow in Minneapolis. Could you pull out the computer again, Mr. Matt? I make him do that every week. All right, the game of the week, 1 o'clock kickoff in the East anyway, 49ers and the Vikings. Because he blathers on and on about the Vikings. The Vikings are so great. The Vikings are going to the Super Bowl. Or whatever. I mean, he's a homer for the Vikings. I get it. I mean, I can't say much because I feel the same way about the Eagles. But the 49ers and the Vikes, they're both 2-0. Should be an interesting game, I think. Hopefully it's going to be a good game. But I'll tell you this. What's the deal? Here's the first thing I would say. Adrian Peterson says his back injury isn't a big deal, so he should play against the 49ers on Sunday. He is a big deal to that team. I think you're going to see a lot of running on both sides of the ball, and certainly Peterson, I mean, he's a stud. He's so fun to watch. I know I've told this story before because I watched him play a ton in college. This is a big coming out party, certainly, for Brett Favre as well. And I think in looking at what Minnesota has done, I mean, here's week three, and looking at what San Francisco has done, I mean, bravo to them. I can't believe they're actually 2-0. I don't see any way that the Vikings lose this game at the Metrodome. No way, no how, unless all the soldiers on the field literally fall down and they're injured. There's no way that this is going to happen. So I'm going to tell you that I think the final score is going to be the Vikings 27 and the 49ers 17. I think the defense is going to step up bigger than they have for the Vikings, and that's going to be the final score, at least from my point of view. What's your point of view? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's ask Homer Matt what he thinks. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I hate to jinx the squad, so I'm I'm trying not to go too big, but I'm definitely going to pick the Vikings to win. That's just unhealthy if I wouldn't. So I'm going to go with a 34-17 running game attack with AP win over the 49ers. I think the Dome crowd's going to be rocking. Finally, the Vikings defense is going to shut down the running game of Frank Gore, I think, as well. And AP only had, I think, like 3 carries for 8 yards the first time he played the 49ers. So he's looking for redemption. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to open up with a couple touchdowns. So Vikings 34, 49ers 17.
All right, so we have the same score for the 49ers. That's interesting. And I, like I said, AP is just great. I think they're playing down the whole injury thing anyway. He's already got 4 touchdowns, as you know. He's averaging, what, 6.88 yards. So you got to love that. I think you're right. I think he has a big game. I think Gore is in for a big surprise with the Vikings. It's all about the Vikings, baby. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming, who carried over. So he gets to play this time around. Don, what do you think?
Yeah, okay. Are you there?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know, I got to give it to Singletary. He's done a great job with the 49ers so far, and they are definitely headed in the right direction. You know, they're still in a very weak division, which is probably how they won their first 2 games. Although, you know, I actually watched them beat the Cardinals, and that, and, you know, that was a pretty good game they played. But going on the road into Minnesota, and Minnesota's got a, you got to realize Minnesota had a decent team last year before Favre being ever came along, you know. And, I agree with you. I think San Francisco's offense, on the road hasn't proven itself that well, that much at all. So, I'm going to take, and by the way, I know your producers are in Minnesota, but get off this. We're going to the Super Bowl stuff. And remember, you've lost 4. You know, let me tell you real quick, Kate. You know, I was in Denver when, you know, they finally won their Super Bowl.
Yes.
Are you there? And I knelt down that night and said a prayer out loud to Almighty God in the middle of one of the streets there and said, you know, I don't, you know, this city just can't afford to lose another game. Because they had already lost 4 Super Bowls also, you know. And right. I got up from that little prayer and I just knew the Broncos were going to win that game. And sure enough, they beat the Packers and, you know, but I am not kneeling down for no Vikings, but I will take them in this. I'm sorry. I'm blabbing at you. I will take them in this game, 24 to 13.
All right. 24 to 13 Vikings. All right, 24 to 13 Vikings. We'll see, Don, if you're right. Have a great weekend.
You too, Kate.
24-13. Let's go to Bill, who's listening to us in Vermont. Bill, what say you?
Oh, good evening. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your show and listen to it whenever I get a chance.
Thanks.
I'm going to buck the odds. Frisco, 27-21.
Ooh, boy, that would be such a dark day in Minnesota. Hey, it could happen, you know. They've got a couple of moves. Gore does it, yeah?
Minnesota's had many dark days, but I'm a long-suffering Jets fan, so I know what suffering means.
No kidding. You certainly do. You can wind that clock back. You got to go back to Joe Willis for the glory years.
1969, baby, and that's it. Never since then, I just cry every Sunday.
I know. It's rough. I know a lot of Jet fans. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank
we'll
you.
See if you win. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Jana, what do you think?
Well, I'm a Vikings fan through and through, have been since the 1960s, and I picked the score for in favor of the Vikings, 24-17.
Ooh, 24-17. I like it. So you've been a fan since the 60s, so you've seen a lot of Vikings games.
Yep.
Fran Tarkington, the Fran Tarkington
yep.
years.
Yes, indeed. I've got fond memories of that.
Yeah, you know, Fran not real excited when Brett Favre decided to become the quarterback for the Vikings. He kind of took a little slap at him in the media.
Yes, he wasn't too happy about that.
No, he wasn't too happy about that. All right, we'll see, Jana. Maybe this will be your week.
I hope. 24-17. Vikings
we got go. We got you locked and loaded. That's great. 800-259-5791. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Dale. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Kate. I'm going to go with the Vikings, 31-21.
Ooh, 31-21.
Right. I think
you think home crowd and all that.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the San Francisco is playing pretty good football right now, and I think the score is going to be closer. But it's pretty hard to beat the Vikings in the dome.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this is a huge game for them. It'll be an electric atmosphere. It is pretty hard to beat them there. And you know my score. I think the Vikings win it. To let's hope we have a close game. I love those close games where it comes down to the final moment. So actually, I kind of hope that my score is wrong, but I think the Vikings do.
Oh, it will be.
It'll
be 31-21, Kate.
31-21. All right. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I like that. It will be. So what is it? Is it going to be Minnesota? Is it going to be San Francisco? What do you think? You know, Brett Favre, you think about Brett Favre and his career, and I mean his totals in NFL history, just absolutely incredible. And again, how this guy, as long as he's healthy, how he could go the distance. Now his jersey, the number one selling jersey in the NFL, number one selling jersey. And he's got those commercials. You have to watch the game. You have to promise me, because people always turn away from the commercials. Watch the game, because he has this one commercial. Matt, have you seen the commercial that he does for the big screen TVs, the electronics thing? I can't think of the company now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
It's for Best Buy or what it is, but
oh, hilarious.
Making the decisions, and he's just like, oh, I hate people who can't decide on things. And
mm-hmm.
you know, at least he can poke fun at himself.
Right, and that's what we said. That would be brilliant. That's what's going to happen. He's going to get some commercials because it makes sense. They can play that up, and it's so, so funny. So take time to watch, because I know they'll play it a bunch. Take time to watch that, because you will get a huge chuckle out of it. All right, I'll take more phone calls next. You can also email us, because I realize some people are at work or they can't get through on the phone lines, americatonight.net, but only through the top of the hour, because that wouldn't be fair to the callers. 800-259-5791. More of Nail the Score around the bend.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Everything you might try to do, that little fella's got the hold on you. So spend money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
At 10 hours and 26 minutes, the 49ers and the Vikings go head-to-head in the Metrodome. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We're doing this thing called Nail the Score. Jingle this number, and you can take a shot at it, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email. It just has to be in by the top of the hour, americatonight.net. A couple of those are pouring in. Again, americatonight.net. It was interesting. We're talking to Bill in Vermont, who knows what it's like to suffer and be in that drought situation where you haven't seen a Super Bowl for a very long time. But the Jets off to a decent start, right? They're 2-0, and you got to like Mark Sanchez. I like his attitude anyway. And they're taking on the Titans, so they're probably going to be 3-0, and it's in front of their home crowd. So that's something to smile about if you go into that game out at Giant Stadium. Isn't it crazy? They call it Giant Stadium, the Jets playing in Giant Stadium or the Meadowlands. I think we talked about this last time around. All right, let's get a bunch of scores in here quickly. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
28-22 in overtime. The Minnesota Vikings will pull out that secret sonic beam weapon that was used against the protesters in Pittsburgh and win it in overtime.
We'll see if they're able to do that, Tomas. Good luck to you. Thanks for the guess.
All right.
I like that, the supersonic beam. Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I hope you're well, too.
I think it's going to be Minnesota 35-28.
35-28. Okay, Vikings. And you came so close. You almost won it last time around, so who knows?
Well,
this will be your lucky year.
That was 2 years ago. I picked the wrong team for the – I had the winning score, but I picked the wrong team.
Oh, I know, but you were close, so maybe next time. We'll see.
Thank
hey, good luck.
Much.
You're welcome. Let's go back to Vermont. Donald is listening to us. Hey, Donald.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, what do you think, buddy?
I don't know if you believe in fate, Kate. How's that for a pun? Anyway, before you made your choice, excuse me, I picked a score. And I said 27-17. And when you said 27-17, I said, oh, my God, I'm not betting football. I'm going to play the Megabucks tomorrow. You're not an Aquarian, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm an Aries.
Okay, well, perhaps that'll work. But I'm going to play the Megabucks, and I'll close my eyes, and I'll say, maybe Kate made it fate.
You know what, Donald, and you can take my score because I'm not eligible, so you got that. I got you locked and loaded. 27-17, it's yours, buddy.
All right, I'm going to play it. 27-17, four other numbers, and if I win, I'll give you another holler.
All right, thanks, Donald. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Got a couple of quick emails here. One from Hedgehog. Gotta love that. Hedgehog says, yo, Kate, I gotta give you the skinny. The skinny is the Vikings are going down. That twerp, Matt, he is all wet on his guesses. Give me a break. 34-17. How about 34-17 San Francisco, pal? Oh, I love it. Saucy. Here's one from Steven. Steven says, hello, enjoy the show. Like, nail the score. My guess is Vikings 30, San Francisco 7. That'd be a blowout for sure. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Kate, what's going on? You getting soft on us?
Oh, please.
I'm surprised you didn't throw it in Three Stooges in jail by now. You got about 20 minutes left in the show.
Don't worry. I have more time than that. We will throw them in the jail. Don't give away the ending for everybody, okay?
Yeah, Vikings 38-24.
38-24 Vikings. All right. Duly noted, Mark. We
right,
got you.
Bye.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We have a couple of emails as well that are pouring in. As I said before, don't be alarmed. You can get to us through the email, americatonight.net, but trust me, we cut it off right at the top, so if it isn't in them, it won't count. Because we realize that there are some people that are third shifters, people that are working later, all that kind of stuff. And we don't want to shut you out from the contest, so it wouldn't be fair to the people who call to drag it on longer than an hour. So you have an hour to get it in. Here's one from Daisy G. Daisy G says, Kate, my husband wanted me to email you quickly. His guess, and I hope I'm not butchering this, his guess is San Francisco 17, the Vikings 7. Oh, the Vikings crowd, they would be wild if there was only 7 points on the board. Oh, that would be a terrible game for them. I can't imagine it, but, you know, you have to play the games. And this is a sports cliche, but on any given Sunday, I just don't think it'll be this given Sunday unless, like I mentioned at the top, all the soldiers fall over and you have just buku injuries. That's how I could see that probably happening. So if you want to get in on the action, you can do that. Give us a jingle or send us an email. I'll save up some of the emails that are piling up. I think it's an intriguing game because, as I said, They're both 2-0. So, and plus, it'll be interesting to see Brett Favre in front of the home crowd and the 49ers, of course, on the road. Edna is listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Edna.
Hi.
What do you think, Edna? Everybody waits for your guess.
Oh, well, I'm going to pick the underdog, the 49ers, 22-17.
22-17, 49ers. All right, Edna, go 49ers.
Okay.
All right, thanks. She always calls in. You got to love that. 22-17, San Francisco. You know, I say this on the show all the time, and, you know, we have not had, just so everybody knows that this isn't rigged, we have not had the Eagles as a choice. Have we had the Eagles? No, we did have the – Matt, did we have the Eagles as a choice? No, we didn't. We didn't have the Eagles as a choice
yet. No, we've had – we did Bears, Packers.
Green Bay
the
and the Bears.
And then we did the Cowboys and Giants second week.
And we did, and the Eagles are not up again this week. So just to show that I have not rigged up in any way the computer, the Eagles are 1-1. The Chiefs, oh, they have not won yet. They're on the road. But, of course, Kevin Kolb is the quarterback for Philly. And, you know, it was a much tougher test, obviously, last time around for him. This time it'd be pretty brutal if he wasn't able to pull this win out in front of the home crowd. We'll see if he's able to do that. You know, in his debut, the numbers were like 414 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but that doesn't tell the story of that game at all. That's why you got to watch him. If you just read box scores or you just looked at it, you really don't have a big clue as to necessarily what happened in the game. I'll tell you another game that might be interesting is to watch Carson Palmer and the gunslinger Big Ben go at it, because this one's in Cincinnati. And the Steelers and the Bengals are both 1-1. It's just so early in the season. You see flashes of things that are happening, but it's too early, except for, I think, for some teams where it looks pretty futile right out of the get-go because they just don't have the horses. But it's too early to make any, I think, bold predictions at this point. Some of the things that we thought were going to happen in the NFL are happening, and it's just too early. I mean, look at the Dolphins. The Dolphins had such a great shot last week, Indianapolis. They had them beat in the end, and then they lost in the waning moments, of course. So now they find themselves in a situation where they're 0-2, and could it get any worse for them because they are going to visit San Diego? Yeah, taking on the Chargers. So the Dolphins, can they pull it out at Qualcomm? I would say no. If that had been the game, I definitely would have gone with the Chargers there, absolutely no doubt. And, of course, the Cowboys, once again, are the Monday night game this time. They're hosting the Panthers, and after losing to the Giants the way they did, you know, the people in Dallas won't jump on them until a little bit later down the line, but trust me, they will jump on them big time, especially Tony Romo, if something different doesn't happen this season for the Cowboys. So once again, they have a big national audience. Last week they had Sunday night. Now they've got Monday night, and you know, his feet are being held to the fire by the team, not quite so much by the fans yet, but it will be just a matter of time before that happens. All right, I got three emails to read here. One from Phil. Phil says, "Love Nail the Score. I just happened to catch it last week. I was too late to get it in. Here's my guess, Kate. I think the Vikings are all over this game. I think they win it big time. I'm going to say they actually score 42-32. I'm even giving San Francisco more credit than I thought I would give them to also add to the high-scoring affair. I think you're going to see a lot of offense. No disrespect to either defense, but I think that's what we're pretty much going to see there. All right, here's another one from Shay. Shay says, here's my guess. My guess is San Francisco wins this one 21-14. I don't see that. I don't, if anything, it would be the reverse, but I think we'll actually see more points than that. But hey, you never know. Here's one from Scotty T. Scotty T. I'm a big Vikings fan. I grew up in Minnesota. I think the Vikings take this all the way to the house, baby. Defense steps up big. They stop them 27-7. 27-7. All right, locked and loaded. This is your chance. Last one to get in on the action, either through AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. Back in three.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jump in on the action for Nail the Score at 800-259-5791. We do this every week at the very same time. I have nothing to do with the choice of the game. The computer randomly selected from the Metrodome, the 49ers and the Vikings. They'll kick it off 1 o'clock Eastern time. Be a big doings around there with Brett Favre in front of the home crowd, probably going super, super crazy for Favre. And I love the kid, Adrian Peterson. I mean, he eats yards for breakfast. As long as his back is okay, and they're kind of hedging on what's the deal with his back, I think this will be a big game for the Vikings. Of course, you might think differently, and it's always good to go against the grain. Who says San Francisco can't win? If you listen to some of the scores, Jana, who said she was a big-time Vikings fan, went 24-17. Bill in Vermont said the opposite, San Francisco 27-21. Tomas in Michigan liked the Vikings 28-22. And we had a slew of other Viking guesses as well, including Edna in Kansas, who likes San Francisco 22-17. 22-17. So again, 800-259-5791, or you can email us in the next few minutes anyway at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's go to Chris, who's listening to us in Connecticut. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kate. On to 49ers, 27, the Vikings, 17.
All right, so you like the 49ers. Hey, any guess will work. You never know, Chris. Maybe it'll be the 49ers' chance. That would really pump them up if they were able to beat the Vikings at the Dome.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see, exactly.
Love your show.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Appreciate the support and the call. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Baby. I love that nickname, Baby. Baby says, hey, dig, nail, score. Gotta say, San Francisco, 49ers all the way. I've been a fan since forever. I think the 49ers surprise a lot of those Viking fans. And ultimately, the final score, when it's said and done, is, what's the score here? Let's see. Vikings, or San Francisco, rather, 35 to 23. How about that? All right, Joe's listening to us in Kentucky. Joe, hello.
Hello, how you doing, Kate?
Good, man. Thanks for the call.
I think the Vikings will win 31-17.
31-17, yeah. You like a big coming out party for Brett Favre when it really counts for the regular season.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that. He'll go aerial, and then, of course, Peterson on the ground, and San Francisco might not know what hit him in the end.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just like a big earthquake.
Yeah, like a bad earthquake, absolutely. Joe, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Couple of emails. I'll get to the emails in a second. If you just tune in, you're saying, why isn't she ripping on Hugo Chavez? Why isn't she chopping his head off, or Ahmadinejad, or Gaddafi? Well, first of all, I've been doing that. And second of all, it's because you're listening to our fun version of Nail the Score. We have an incredible prize pack to give somebody if they do nail the score. We do this every week. It's just in our third hour. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, and you get a chance to just call in and guess. And you don't have to be any kind of a football expert or even really like football that much, but you just have to tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final outcome of that game will be. Like I said, we have certainly been talking about all that nonsense at the UN, and sadly, the terror attacks, I guess not sadly, it's good that attempts were stopped, but scary to think of all the people that have such evil hatred in their heart, whether they're homegrown or those who have come here illegally that want to destroy various buildings, and more importantly, they're trying to go for the massive loss of human life. You had one nut job homegrown in Springfield, Illinois, and of course, I've been talking about the one in Dallas who wanted to blow up a downtown building. He was just 19, and he was from Jordan, and he was a guy who really, 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 really assimilated into the community. People liked him. He worked at a local gas station, knew people, babysat some of the kids in the neighborhood, had friends there, all that sort of stuff. And then there are a couple of other things that have been unfolded, obviously, both in North Carolina and the one we talked about at the beginning of the week, certainly in New York, too. And this is why you got to keep one eye open, as the song says, because you just don't know. Not to be a fearmonger. It's not about that. It's about just being alert and paying attention to what's happening around you. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 91. We'll be doing this again next week, so if you're just catching this and you're missing it and you don't have a way to call or you can't get us an email, I can see some of them are piling up, so I'll make sure that I get to that. But if you can't do that, just remember in your head, we always do it in the third hour. And we mention it throughout the week if you catch us here and there. But that third hour is where we always do it on Thursday, and we have a whole season to go. So maybe someone finally knocks it down, maybe not. See, I'm kind of surprised that the game of the week, the computer didn't pick the Colts and the Cardinals. That could be an intriguing game. And, of course, the Sunday night games are always so great anyway. The Colts coming off of barely winning that game in Miami. The poor defense, so winded. They're probably still taking oxygen, I'll tell you. Joe is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty well, pretty well. I think this one's going to be 35-28, and it's going to be Brett Favre.
All right, so Vikings. Yeah, it's the Brett Favre aerial show and on the ground.
Yes, I think so, both ways. I think he's the real deal still. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. He is the real deal still. And for the Vikings, thanks, Joe. Good luck. For the Vikings, it was as much as it was funny to make fun of it. Certainly the flip-flopping is crazy and the nonsense that happened, the tail end of Green Bay and then with the Jets and then the whole Minnesota thing. But if you're Minnesota, who cares? I just moved beyond that right from the start because he is the perfect fit for them. And I think it's just so funny. You think of the rivalries over the years and imagine if you're a diehard Green Bay fan and now you got Brett Favre playing for the Vikings. We keep talking about one of the biggest games of the year and imagine what it's going to be like when Brett Favre goes back to Lambeau. And I say even too when Green Bay comes into the Metrodome, I think the Lambeau game is definitely much bigger, but still, even the reverse is going to be such an interesting game. Can you imagine? I mean, it used to be that there's just no way you would jump over that line. But now, hey, all's fair and love and war in sports, baby. And Brett Favre is, as Joe said, to steal his words, he is the real deal. So for some of the doubters out there, this could be, as much as I hate to say this and just give ammunition to Matt, it really could be the big year for the Vikings. I mean, what stands in their way? A couple of teams, yeah, but you look at the divisional games and they're definitely huge, but Brett Favre, if he stays healthy, man, I think they're going to be something that the Vikings are going to be somebody to contend with the entire season. All right, a couple of quick emails that I'll jam on here. If you get a call in and Matt gets it in time, we'll count it. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Jake. Jake says, I like the Vikings all the way, Kate. I think the Vikings win this 20-11. Here's another one from John. John says, hey, I like San Francisco just to be a little bit different. I think San Francisco wins this 33-17. Ooh, that is to be a little bit different. Quickly, here's one from Jason. Jason likes the Vikings to win this 42-22. All right, duly noted. Everybody's locked and loaded. Thanks for calling. Thanks for emailing. And good luck to everybody for this week's version of Nail the Score.
What about Brett Favre?
What did I tell you the first time we met? I'm a Niners fan.